Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's great community theater. St. Mary's Community Players getting ready for their show, Norm Foster's opening night. Joining us on the phone line is one of the featured actors in the show. Greg George is on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for doing this and telling us about this great show. So it's St. Mary's Community Players getting ready for Norm Foster's show called Opening Night. And preview is October 26th, and then it opens October 27th through to November 5th at the St. Mary's Town Hall Theater. What's this show all about, first off, Greg?
Well, it's a play within a play, essentially. A small town couple, they could be from St. Mary's, Jack and Ruth Tisdale, celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary. Ruth is trying to spice up their relationship after 25 years, so she brings her husband Jack to the opening night of this new play called Whisper on the Wind. It's a Canadian play by a Canadian playwright. And what happens is they get involved with all of the backstage antics of the play within the play. So the director is there with his girlfriend who is wanting to get pregnant. I play an aging actor who's trying to get into the director's next production of The Tempest. We have an ingenue who is trying also to get into that production. So lots of things to happen on this opening night. Lots of things go wrong. And there's a very, very sweet ending to it. Foster ties up all of these relationships in a denouement in the last act. So a lot of fun. Great comedy. I think the people of St. Mary's will really, really recognize some of the locals in this play. So a good night of comedy.
Oh, it sounds like it. And for you, working in a show, a Norm Foster show, what do you think it is about Norm Foster? He remains so popular, and St. Mary's has done a number of Norm Foster shows. For you, what is that Norm Foster draw?
To point out, he's the most produced Canadian playwright in Canada, usually 150 productions a year. It's very well written. I would say it's recognizable to the common man. Constant comedy. It's easy. It's actually easy to act in because the words are there, the flow is there, the character development is there. But it's a hit with locals because he speaks to the common man essentially.
Sounds good. And who's directing this show?
A gentleman by the name of Costin Manu, and Costin brings quite the resume to SMCP. He's directed over 40 productions. He's been on the board of directors at the Foster Festival in St. Catharines, executive director of the Sandusky State Theater in Ohio. He's been all over the world. He is a bit of a Foster expert, I would call. He's actually originally from Romania, and he's translated over five of Norm's plays into the Romanian dialect, let's call it. And you know, lucky for us, he lives in Exeter, so it's an easy commute for him.
Oh, that is awesome! That is incredible. So it's Norm Foster's opening night with St. Mary's Community Players. We're chatting with one of the featured actors, Greg George. And Greg, for you, working on stage, because it's the great thing about the St. Mary's Town Hall Theater. Rehearsals are mostly there, and the set gets built up around you, if you will.
That's exactly right. We actually start rehearsals in one of the local church halls because we don't get access to the theater initially, but then as soon as we can get on the boards, as we call it, the set is usually up. It's never really completed, with paints and design and all of that kind of stuff until probably 2 or 3 weeks before we open. But it's there, and in this particular case, we need to have the set there because there are a number of set changes that happen during the show. they have to be choreographed and timed, all of those types of things. So, yeah, we're lucky to be able to actually utilize the Town Hall Theater and everything that it offers to us.
And you can check out the St. Mary's Community Players Facebook page. And as always that we mentioned, it's, you know, the actors on stage, the director that puts this all together. But my gosh, the volunteers that work behind the scenes for a show like this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We would not be anywhere without the volunteers who organize costumes, who build the sets, lighting design, all of those kind of things. And I also, you know, the other aspect of all of this is our local sponsors who are in the community, and without them, we wouldn't be able to produce. Well, I have to pat ourselves on the back here a bit. We have been up for a number of awards in the last couple of years and won a number of them. So it's a good evening out at the theater. Come and enjoy a really nice comedy and support, you know, your local theater community.
For sure. And I understand tickets are already 60% sold. So get your tickets now. So you can go to stmaryscommunityplayers.ca, or you can pick up tickets at Troyer's Spices on Queen Street East in St. Mary's. Of course, we'll share all the details available for you on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. This is Norm Foster's opening night. So I guess, Greg, you could say every night's opening night.
Yes, pretty much so. So we welcome you to our opening night, which is on Friday. We have our first audience tonight, which is an invited dress, as we call it. Tomorrow will be the preview, and then our opening night is on Friday.
And it's all happening at the beautiful St. Mary's Town Hall Theater. And a special invitation, if you haven't checked out the Town Hall Theater in St. Mary's recently, refurbished, gorgeous, what a setting.
Certainly is.
You bet. Greg George with St. Mary's Community Players, opening night by Norm Foster. It's on October 26th through to November 5th. stmaryscommunityplayers.ca is the website. Thanks so much for this, Greg, and have a great run.
Thank you, sir.